Should turn to Exodus chapter 20 and continue looking through the Big Ten.
Somebody has a birthday today. We didn't sing happy
birthday. Oh, yeah, it is. That's okay.
Happy birthday, Brother Aaron.
Thank you. Leslie's was yesterday. She was the 4-0 yesterday. And you all knew that because you were here Wednesday night, but now everybody on Facebook knows it.
Did you be 4-0
today? No. A little more. A little more than 4-0. Well, that's a special year. I wanted everybody to know, but we appreciate that. And it is a good day. And so we're in this Big Ten, and today we're in the Sixth Commandment. Asked, what does Valentine's Day and the Sixth Commandment have to do with each other? And so I hope by the end of the sermon this morning you'll know. Valentine's Day popped up, thanks to our Catholic friends, back in ancient Rome. Emperor Claudius II executed two men, both named Valentine, on February 14th in different years. So that was interesting history in the 3rd century A.D. And their martyrdom was honored by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. So that's where it originally came from. We think of on Valentine's Day 1929 in Chicago, Illinois, great violence erupted on Valentine's Day when many people were killed in a mobster shootout. On Valentine's Day. And of course, here lately, Valentine's Day has meant candy and cards and flowers and that kind of thing. So, pushed by the candy makers and the Hallmarks. Valentine's Day reminds us of something that should be important to God's children all the time is love. And part of the way that God expresses his love toward us is in giving life. In fact, life is one of the most precious gifts that God gives to us. And our life, and all life, by the way, is a gift from God. And so the Sixth Commandment is serious in that it protects that love. It is perhaps the most undervalued gift, but God knew how important life was and how love or life and love kind of go hand in hand, don't they? And so he gives the Sixth Commandment. It simply says in Exodus 20, verse 13, "You shall not murder." The King James says, "You shall not kill." The Hebrew language, which, the Ten Commandments written in Hebrew, the Hebrew language actually has 8 words used for death and killing and that kind of stuff. And they chose this one in particular. It's not just a matter of causing death to something. That's not what the commandment is talking about. Rather, this term is used throughout the Old Testament to mean and to indicate the unjustified killing or taking of life. The unjustified taking of life. And so God says, don't do that. These Ten Commandments, the first 4 deal with our relationship with God, and the first one is kind of the overarching, and then 2, 3, and 4 kind of are connected and, kind of go hand in hand, a glove into that first commandment. Commandments 5 through 10, the last 6, deal with our relationship with mankind. And remember, the first one, honor your mother and father, that your days may be long. For this is in... and so this commandment flows out of that 5th one. All the last parts of these commandments remind us that we, why is honor our mother and father, why is it so important? Well, I hope we saw and we've been reminded last week as well that it's not just mom and dad, but life in general that's to be honored. And those that God has blessed us with, we need to see as important gifts. And oftentimes we justify ourselves and we say, well, I've not ever killed anybody. I'm not a murderer. I'm not all that bad. I should make it to heaven. But in reality, we probably haven't been as good at keeping this commandment as we probably think we have. And so in the few minutes that we have today, I hope we'll maybe take a look at that and maybe treasure the gift of life a little bit more. How do we know? You know, first, I want us to know that life is a great gift. David said in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. God reminds us over and over again what a precious life gift is. And by the way, mankind's life is the only life that was breathed in by God. Have you ever thought about that? God made the animals. It doesn't mention God taking and breathing life into the animal. Obviously, they had life. How did they have it? Because God created them with life. But God thought it important enough as he gets to the last thing that he created, mankind, his most favored and favorite prized creation, the creation that he calls his masterpiece, by the way. Scripture tells us that God breathed into Adam, and Adam lived. The very life that we have is a gift from God. And the reality is that we must not take that. I think part of the commandment of do not kill is remembering how precious life is. Life is very cheap by the world standards today that we live in. Movies and television and songs, books, newspaper article, magazine articles glorify killing and violence. There's debates among academics and other if it's really okay for us, and in fact more loving for us, to end life when a person gets to a certain age. The idea that life is so cheap that we can just take it at will. And that certainly is not something that Scripture would endorse. Scripture says that all life is a precious gift from God. And by the way, that means to us that all people are precious, because they are created in the image of God. And for that very reason alone, every human being has great worth, because God gave them life. Whether they acknowledge God or whether they don't acknowledge God, God created them and God gave them life just the same. And so this sixth commandment says, you take life and preserve it. You see it for the great gift that it is. Because there's some who did not wake up this morning. There's some whose life ended. Some knew it was coming. Some didn't know it was coming. The Bible says we are not promised tomorrow. Our life is but a vapor. Whether it's 2 years, 2 days, 20 years, 100 years, it goes by just like that. It seems the older I get, the faster time goes. And several tell me it only gets worse as you get older. But friends, we need to understand that life is a great gift from God. And then, Brother Rodney, this is the third point, but I'm going to skip to it. I'm going to do them out of order, if that's all right. So the second thing that I want you to see this morning is that life is not only a great gift, but life has great value. It has great value because it comes from God. Jesus asked this question in Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. He said, "Are not two sparrows sold for copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." Understand that you are valuable and important to God. No matter how much you rail against Him or try to walk away from Him or wander away, God still loves you. And the Bible says that God pursues after us. Until we're saved, we are not saved by our own volition or our own choosing. We're saved because God pursues after us. Now, we surrender to Him willingly and of our own free accord. But it only happens because God loves us so much and has seen such great value in us. And so all life is precious. And I tell you that unfortunately our nation and this world is very guilty in some ways of violating the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder," by allowing the murder of life. Or by choosing who gets care and who doesn't get care. And there, we need to understand, all life is precious because all life is given by God. And it's so valuable. In fact, it's so valuable that Jesus gave His life that we could have life. It's so important that we live that Jesus stopped living temporarily. But He didn't stay dead, did He? He's alive. And we celebrate that at Easter. And so life is a great gift, and life is so valuable. We must not cheapen it. We must not take it for granted. We must understand that every single human being, no matter how much money they make, what their address is, what the color of their skin is, what language they speak, they are valuable and important because God loves them. No matter the color of their hair or whether it's all fallen out or whether it hadn't popped in yet, life is valuable to God. And friends, as God's children, if we say that we're the church and we want to keep the sixth commandment, we will value life. And we'll treat life with respect. And that brings me to the last point this morning. That not only is life a great gift, and not only does life have great value, but life needs great protection. Life is something that's not to be taken for granted. God gets after some folks in the Old Testament on a few occasions for not taking life seriously. And not looking after. Look at, remember, God instructed the Israelites. They were supposed to look after the young. They're supposed to look after widows. They were supposed to look after foreigners. What's that tell us? It means that, hey, listen, God considers all life to be precious. And every human being important. And every life worthy of protection. And so, Jesus, interestingly, says in the Gospels that if you look at someone with hatred in your heart, you've committed murder. Oh! Maybe we're not as innocent as we think. And perhaps when we don't stand up for others that we see being taken advantage of, and we don't say anything, or we look the other way, perhaps we're guilty of violating the sixth commandment. You see, it's not just taking innocent life. It's making sure that life is protected. Great story. It's asked in the beginning of the Bible by Abel. It's asked by James. Am I my brother's keeper? And the resounding answer throughout Scripture is yes, you are. So perhaps we've not actually taken a gun or a knife and ended a life, but perhaps we've not stood up for someone when we should have. Or perhaps we've cheapened life and we say, well, it really doesn't matter. Well, they've made mistakes, and so they're... Listen, it doesn't matter what people have done, as long as a person has life, their life has value. And by the way, part of protecting life, and part of the reason why not all killing is forbidden in Scripture, the Scripture, by the way, instructs capital punishment. Paul says in the book of Romans that one of the jobs of government is to wield, in other words, you know, people that kill need to, you know, that. The death penalty is there to keep them from killing anybody else and as a deterrent. And I don't mean to be political, but what I'm saying is that God values life. And we as God's people, we need to value life just as much as God does. And when we don't, we come dangerously close to violating the sixth commandment. Life is a precious gift from God. Each day that we have is a precious gift from God. Every person that we come into contact with and have influence and interact with is a precious gift from God. That God instructs us that we need to understand that life is a great gift. And it has such great value that it needs great protection, that it can't be taken lightly, and when it is taken, it can't be taken for just any reason, but only the most severe of causes. The Bible, by the way, talks about and shows us, listen, there's times when war is justifiable, but war shouldn't be our first answer. Shouldn't be the first thing we run to, because what happens in war, inevitably, people die. That's just part of war. But there's war, by the way, in the Bible. And people were killed in war in the Bible. But as we understand what God says about life, we're reminded that life is precious and it should be preserved. And it should be seen as something so valuable that we don't cheapen it, that we don't think we can just take it at will. God is the one that gives life and takes life, and there's not one of us, and there's not a government that is God. A lot of governments that think and try to act like they're God, but they're not. There's one God, and He alone has the right and the authority to give life and to take life. So God has given you a precious gift. Don't violate the sixth commandment by treating it as something that's cheap or something that's not very, very valuable and important. And don't fail to protect your own life and the lives of those around you. That's why Scripture says, listen, church, you need to speak up for the orphan. And you need to look out for the widow. You need to look out for those who are in prison. Because those are often people that society forgets about. And yet God says, I haven't forgot about him. I still love him. And God uses us to share that love with them. So life is very valuable, and it needs great protection. We must never take it lightly. We must never glorify death. Does, you know, the video games and movies, it affects our psyche. It affects our nation, society. Paul reminds us and admonishes us in Philippians 4:8. We talked about this Wednesday night. He says, if there's anything praiseworthy, commendable, just, beautiful, think on these things. And life is one of the most beautiful, most just things that God has given to us. God loves us so much that he gave us life, and that life needs to be valued, and that life needs to be protected, not taken for granted. So God will encourage us with that word this morning. And so we say, you know what? We know the sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder. But it means, oh, so much more than that. Yeah, there's a negative of not doing something, but I think God also reminds us in closing this morning that just as there's something not to do, there's some things for us to do to make sure that we don't devalue life. And let's walk as God's children, making sure that we see life as a great gift with great value and that we protect it. Stand together. We'll be dismissed. Remember, check the bulletin. There's some announcements about the coming up service on the 28th with Brother Terry. Our service will schedule change that day. And so be careful as you're going home. It's half raining, half, I don't know, sleet, I guess, maybe is what you would call it. So especially as you go over bridges and stuff, some of you are going over some bridges, please be careful. And when you get home, stay home until roads get better. And so I hope you all stocked up on bread and milk. I think everybody else did at Kroger, so I'm sure maybe you were there yesterday too. And so let's pray for one another, be there for one another. Remember, no men's meeting Tuesday night, but we will let you know Wednesday night services, depending on how the weather goes. If it's, you know, 70 degrees Wednesday, all the stuff will be melted and dried up, and you can. So we'll let you know Wednesday what will be going on. That continue to pray for Miss Alice and her family, and pray for Carl. And his family in the hospitals, he's healing up. So, Seth, why don't you pray and dismiss us this morning?